Remember, by Karen Kingsbury with Gary Smalley. Dr. John Baxter received news of the fire the moment he arrived at St. Anne's Hospital that afternoon. An emergency room nurse flagged him down on his way back from rounds, her face stricken.
Stay nearby. We might need you. An apartment complex is burning to the ground. A couple of families trapped inside. At least two fatalities. And we're already short-handed.
John felt the familiar rush of adrenaline that came with working around disaster.
What happened?
Already sirens were blaring across Bloomington. The nurse shook her head.
No one's sure. They're still working the blaze. They lost track of two men. Firefighters.
She paused.
Everyone's fearing the worst.
Firefighters? John's heart sank to his waist. He followed her into the back, where a flurry of medical personnel were preparing for the first victims.
Did you get their names, the missing men?
The nurse stopped and turned around.
It's Engine 211. That's all we've got so far.
John felt the blood drain from his face as he launched into silent, fervent prayer. He prayed for the people fighting the fire and the families trapped inside, and for the missing men of Engine 211. Then he prayed for one of Engine 211's men in particular. A strapping young man who had loved John Baxter's middle daughter, Ashley, since the two of them were teenagers. The money was running out. That was the main reason Ashley Baxter was out looking for a job on that beautiful summer morning, the type of blue-skied, flower-bursting day perfect for creating art. The settlement from her car accident 4 years ago was almost gone, and though she'd paid cash for her house, she and little Cole still needed money to live on, at least until her paintings began to sell. Ashley sighed and ran her hand through her...